Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Joining me on the desk here is Jake Terhar, right?
Terhar, yep.
Did I say that? Terhar. He is the owner of State Street Repairs, and you are a Toro dealer, but specifically the battery stuff.
That's absolutely right. Yep, we specialize in all of Toro's battery product. We service and sell it, as well as a number of other brands.
So I'm a Toro user as well, and I know the people at Toro specifically, and their stuff is really good stuff, and their battery platform is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I would argue that their battery platform, especially their lawnmowers, are probably some of the best on the market.
Yeah, because they focused on a lot of the other manufacturers. They have batteries and whatnot. The actual mowers, when you talk about that, they're a little, those are rinky-dink. And Toro was always known for like making great mowers. And they're like, all right, we're going to make a great mower, but we're just going to make it run off of the battery,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
Do you guys, in your service center, do you also service gas equipment as well?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this a long time. Have you noticed, I have noticed as a retailer, my wife and I own a hardware store, that people are so comfortable now with the battery stuff, and the performance of this stuff is just, I mean, it's almost equal.
No, yeah. No, I would argue in a lot of cases that the battery actually outperforms the gas.
In what way?
There's more power, runtime can be more, depending on the battery size, obviously.
Right.
I mean, ease of use. There's no way, really, for you as the homeowner to screw up your lawnmower.
Right.
No more gas,
right.
No more filter, no more oil.
I mean, you just have to really keep the blade sharp.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. And these I mean, it's kind of like, you know, even my wife has had an electric car for the last 3 years. We've done zero service to the thing. You just plug it in, and, you know, I remember when they're like, oh, you're due for service. I'm like, what is it that you guys do? And they're like, well, we'll rotate the tires and we'll fill all the fluids.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, you
yeah.
know? And so these, and there's no fluids in a lawnmower. But I know within Toro, they've got many different mowers that you can choose from, right? Can
they
you talk
do.
To me a little bit about those?
Yeah, so they have, kind of starting on the baseline, you've got your normal push mower that doesn't have any self-propel on it. It's a 21-inch. Usually comes with a 4-amp-hour battery. It's great for your average homeowner with a smaller lot. And then you can move on to the Personal Pace, which is their 22-inch with the all-steel deck. It's one of my favorite ones. I mean, their Personal Pace system is, bar none, one of the best self-propel systems on the market.
I'm going to stop you. Talk about the Personal Pace and how that works, because I think that's pretty unique.
Yeah, so the way the Personal Pace works is instead of having a dial or a lever that you need to constantly adjust to speed up or slow down your lawnmower, you just push on that handle, and however hard you're pushing on that handle is how fast the lawnmower
that's
goes.
So cool. It's so cool.
Makes life so much easier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And other ones that they offer?
So there's a product called the Stripe, which is an all-plastic body one, which is still a great lawnmower. The plastic bodies can get a little bit hairy because they hold grass a little bit more.
Right.
But that being said, the cool thing about the Stripe is instead of having to get one of those aftermarket Stripe systems like you would get where some people are putting brooms on the back of their lawnmowers,
sure.
The Stripe will actually stripe your lawn while you're cutting.
Like a ballpark.
Exactly.
Like when you're looking on TV and look at a ballpark and you're like, look at how great that lawn looks. You can do the same thing.
Exactly.
Right, if you're like a crazy person and you want your lawn. I mean, but some people really like that look. And
yep.
if you want it, it's so nice.
Yep.
It's a cool feature.
Yep.
I know that, I mean, this is true of all, you know, the competitors as well. But with Toro, how many different tools do they have that run off of that battery platform?
I believe it's over 60 is how they
wow.
market it.
Wow.
So everything from a stick edger all the way up to a two-stage snowblower will run on the exact same battery.
Right, and with the batteries, you know, it's all about the amp hour, which is what, you know, the length of time that it runs, but they're 60 watt. Right.
Correct.
Right.
60 volt.
Excuse me. 60 volt. So I mean, the volt is where you get the power.
Correct.
The amp hour is where you get the run time.
Correct.
And I know that today we're Toro's given away a pack in there, and you know it's all about the battery, and so that extra battery makes a world of difference because it just gives you the ability to keep going.
Absolutely, yeah. When people buy stuff from us, what I usually tell them is fill up your shed, make sure you're getting kits so you're getting your batteries and your chargers with it.
Right.
And then once you've got four or five batteries in rotation, then you can just start buying bare tools, and that's also where you're going to save a lot of money.
Right, right, right. So you'll see that when you go to places like your shop or other dealers, you'll buy the tool with the battery. That'll be more expensive, and then you have the option to just buy the tool only because the batteries will work interchangeably, and they don't last forever, but they last a really long time, right? I mean, the issue might be that you may not get the same, you know, 5 or 6 years down the road, you're like, wow, when I first got this mower, you know, I could cut the lawn for, I don't know, an hour, and it was fine. And maybe now it's only 45 minutes, but it's still 45 minutes.
Absolutely, yeah. Push
that personal pace a little faster. Let's go, right?
Absolutely. No, and it's, you kind of have to reframe how you're thinking about it when you're using battery power. You know, instead of constantly holding the trigger, or, you know, if you got your leaf blower, if you're walking up and down your driveway just cranking on it,
right?
You know, you're going to kill your battery faster that way. So
right.
What I tell people is, you know, feather it, and you know, only hold that trigger or use the mower or what have you when you actually need to be working with it.
I mentioned that I have some Toro equipment. I use it all the time. I've got one of their Toro blowers, and actually I have two, but they're two different models, and the one has you know, a trigger. It's very powerful. But then there's a button on the top that's like a turbo boost.
Yep.
I mean, it'll knock you over when you hit that button. It is unbelievable how powerful this blower is, and it's a pretty good-sized battery, and exactly what you said. You blow it, you release it, and if you do that, I'll go weeks before I have to charge that battery.
Yeah. Because
I'll use it, I'll clean out the inside of the garage or the sidewalk, whatever it might be, and then put it down, and then it's ready to go. And then it really is good stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Like I said, it's one of my favorite battery brands on the market right now.
The warranty on these products, similar to you know, what they do with their gas stuff?
Yeah. So you have a 3-year manufacturer's warranty on just about all the products, including your battery. And another really nice thing about the warranty for these is, again, as a homeowner, there's not a whole lot that you can do wrong other than, you know, throwing into a pond or running it over with your car,
right?
Which,
so,
unfortunately, you see more often than
I bet. I bet. If you're here today, Toro has a giveaway. There's a QR code, and you could win. I think it's a trimmer, a blower.
Yep. I believe it's the 900 CFM leaf blower and the carbon fiber shaft trimmer I saw.
And an extra battery, too,
yes.
I think. So that's a pretty good deal. It's an $800 value. So if you're listening and you're going to be in the area and you'd like to come by and say hello, it's free to enter. Jake Terhar is the owner of State Street Repairs. If people are down on the south side and they need your help, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Give us a call at 708-331-0063.
How about a website?
Staterepair.net.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.